It's always a pleasure to welcome Saad Ghossan to the studio. He's a physician here in Cincinnati, and for many years has dedicated himself to the connection of the arts and peace. He sends out a call to artists for his annual collection of poetry and artwork titled For a Better World that focuses on peace and justice for a change. And he is the president of SOS Art, a newsletter that promotes arts as a vehicle to peace. This past year, he committed to writing weekly articles for Street Vibes. These focus on people who represent a wide variety of faiths and who are actively working to bring about peaceful change. Saad, it's always delightful to welcome you back.
Thank you so much, Barbara. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I do sometimes think you're one of those people who needs very little sleep because you have a busy life and a wonderful dedication. So if you would talk about this latest project of yours, these weekly articles that you're doing that involve, of course, interviewing people around town. How did it come about and what is it about?
Well, it's connected to SOS Art, the nonprofit organization I founded, which basically is really focusing on the arts for peace and justice. But through that, and, you know, with all the upheavals going into the world, you know, I realize more and more that religions are being used by many organizations, by many people to condone violence, to condone wars. I can't really think, for instance, of ISIS within the Islam. I can think of the evangelical within, you know, our country that promote a certain agenda. I can think lately of Buddhists in Myanmar and so on and so on. And every time, you know, I think about it, I say, if we use religion not to the essence of what religion is, we're destroying religion. And of course, thinking a little bit, you know, you realize that people who are using religion to promote violence are doing it not in the name of religion, but really not following the teachings of religion. It's frequently an institution, a certain control, a certain greed, a certain monetary influence. So the idea came to me along the line of peace and justice that really I'm working on. Why don't I really represent local people? Because SOS Art is all local, can't empower our local individuals here. Why don't I feature local individuals who have faith and beliefs and whose religion is their engine, their promoter for peace and justice? Because for me, at the end, all religions, the focus of all religions, which is spirituality anyway, is going above the material, is promoting a better world, is promoting equality and justice. So I started on it, and my thesis in the beginning was really to be able to show that all religions finally preach the same thing, and that the people who follow the religions and not the institution of the religion end up going the same way. That's how it started, and I should say I'm so pleased that, you know, my theory or my thesis proved so true. I featured so far, 38 individuals. I wrote 36 articles and two people featuring individuals from probably 30 religions, all from Cincinnati. And it's fascinating where each of them, you know, when you ask them about their religion or when they speak about their action in the name of their religion, it's all the time to promote a better world, to bring people together, to help the oppressed, to free the non-free, to help the vulnerable. And all the things they're working on nowadays repeat themselves. I mean, you see them all the time, working for the poor, working for the homeless, helping with immigrants, helping, for instance, the African-American issues, the racism, you know, all of these issues come through.
So give us a little sample, if you would, of the scope of people you interviewed.
You know, for instance, the religion that I covered so far, of course, Catholicism, Judaism, Islam, you know, the many denomination of non-Catholicism, Protestantism, but in all its variety, you know, Evangelical, Methodist, Baptist, Episcopalian, Lutheran, and other religions, non-Western, quote-unquote, religions like Baha'i, like Sikh, Zoroastrian, Hindu, Buddhist, but also here like Quakers, Mormons, you know, some of the Eastern Catholic rites like Maronite and Syro-Malabars, and we have some of them here. So the variety, I would say kind of like of individual, quote-unquote, denomination or faith, I've covered around 30. Within the article, I really speak of the, I feature the individual, I follow the path of the individual, how they came to religion, but more importantly, what were their actions growing up, you know, in their community they lived, moved by their religion. And it's fascinating to see that they all follow the same path. And also, in each article, I put a small insert about the religion itself. So, for instance, when I spoke of the Zoroastrian, I had heard about it, but I didn't really know what it was. So I had to learn about it. And I had to write a kind of like small text, 400 words, you know, about what is the Zoroastrian faith. And it's fascinating because you come back when you go through these religions and to their teachings, you find that their teachings are all the time the same and the writings are the same. Of course, we humans tend to favor one part or the other, but the essence is all the time be just, be good, be compassionate, help the poor, bring peace to this world. It's all the same. And you can really see this when I describe the religion or what the people who are featured say. It has been a fascinating path for me and meeting all of these people. And the reason why I wanted it also locally is that these are inspirational people. These are people, role models, who really use their religion truly and put it in their daily life. So there's no disconnect between their faith and their life. It's not really, I go to Mass on a Sunday and the rest of the time I'm a crap in it. Their religion and their faith is integral to their life. And it dictates, you know, what they do. And none of them preaches religion. So when you speak about it, none of them tells you, you know, we Zoroastrian are like this and we need people to follow, or we are Lutherans. No, all of them do it by conviction. And the importance for them is really kind of like to share this message of their religion with others. And that's why now many, many of them belong to big groups, kind of called interdenominational groups, interreligion groups, where they do work together. And it's fascinating to see this growing so much in Cincinnati.
You're from Lebanon originally, and I'm curious when you go back, you know, we just hear about the difficult stuff going on in other countries. Do you see people in your home country working on a similar path to yours, you know, working for peace, whether it's in the same way you do it, but on the same path?
Lebanon is a very chaotic country and has been for a long, long time. It's a country of contradictions. It's a country which never has really a strong central government or politics. And as a result, you have positive and negative expressions at infinity. So you have them in all over. And you know, the third of Lebanon are refugees, living people there in poverty. And you have a lot of people, religious, non-religious, but many people moved by their religion, who are very involved in the society and do work that way. Now, in parallel, you have the religious institutions that control the politics. And, you know, the Maronite, the Sunni, the Shiites, the Druze, and those play the game of the religion. I mean, they play their own interests in the name of religion. But you have so many people who are really devout religious, not with a goal of control and achievement, but really living their religion in their daily life. And they are very inspirational. And what's really fascinating in Lebanon along these lines is that these people break the barriers between religions. For instance, you know, you may have a Muslim person who is working very much for peace and justice, and this Muslim individual rallies around her or him people from all religions. Christians, Muslim, while on the contrary, our politics want them separated. So you really see people coming together, following what we all want. We want a spiritual world. We want a world where we all live good, you know. And many people follow that. And it's very refreshing to me.
I want to thank you so much for visiting with us tonight. It's always wonderful to talk with you. And certainly, you are an inspiration in yourself.
Thank you. You know, can I ask, I don't know, I'm still looking for local individuals to feature. These will be individuals of different religions whose work is for peace and justice. So if the listeners know of any that they can point to, let me know about. I'm looking for certain religions because I featured many, but you know, it will be really good to know about them.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Barbara.
I've been talking with Saad Ghosn about his latest project, interviewing people who are actively working to further peace in our community. The articles appear in Street Vibes and are archived on the SOS Art website. For more information, please go to wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.